Greetings, Diskers. This is Mr. Pojangles. I'm here at Sapling Grove Park in Overland Park, Kansas. I'm doing another do-it-yourself podcast to try and shame my fair municipality into putting out a decent disc golf course. Sapling Grove apparently is where some settlers stopped one day. Probably several times I go look at the information soon, but right now I'm thinking more in terms of disc. Here in Overland Park, Kansas, it's February 10th, 2019, and we have had a hell of a cold snap. The kids didn't go to school on, Thursday, and it was like, I think we got like an inch of ice, maybe 2 inches of ice out by our house, and then they didn't go to school again on Friday either, just because they couldn't clean it all up. So, it's been a white, icy mess out here. So to try and shake the winter blues, I've decided I'm going to throw a little bit of disc golf. So there you go. There is a creek down here, a little grove of trees. That's probably why they call it Sapling Grove. I am basically downhill, just to the south of the bathrooms, which I can certainly tell you are well maintained. So thank you very much, City of Overland Park. We are just to the east of Comanche Elementary School. I think we're at, it's Grant and like 82nd Terrace, something like that. I'll look at the sign here in just a little bit. If I can get my pole hole set up, I'd be better off. For some reason, I can't get it to straighten out. Anyway, I'm gonna go grab my discs. I'm gonna get this pole set up and we'll be on our way. All right, so I've got the first hole set up. I am basically going to throw from the parking lot. I am the only car in the parking lot because it's a miserable, miserable day. The temperatures are like right around 34 degrees right now, and there's ice and melting snow and all kinds of disgustingness. But so I'm going to use the parking lot as my tee pad. I'm throwing downhill. I would say that I'm probably about 225 feet away from the hole. Basically, there is a creek that is kind of surrounding the hole on three sides. There is kind of a peninsula of sorts sticking out. So I made the first shot a little hairy, dangerous, I guess is the right word. So I think I'm going to throw my mid-range truth, and we'll go from there. All right, here we go. All right, so hole number one is in the books. I stepped it off. It was 82 yards, so I'm guessing it was about 246 feet, something like that. It was downhill. I had a pretty good drive. I almost went into the creek. I had the right distance. It just kind of, I tried to hyzer it in and it went past it. So I was lucky it didn't go into the creek. And trust me, if it does go in the creek, I am not sticking my hand in there because it looks freaking cold. So, as the tradition has continued, I have left the disc basket in the same location and searched for an alternative throwing position. This park is not really all that big, so that makes the most sense to me. When I do that sort of thing, I'm really trying to have a throw that is, you know, unique. I don't want to do it like 5 feet away from my previous throw. So now I've gone significantly to the west of the hole. And now I'm going to throw over the creek. You could probably hear like what sounds like a waterfall in the background. There's been a lot of snow melt, as I mentioned earlier. So there is some water moving through this creek. I don't know what this creek is called. I'll have to look that up. It might be on the historical sign over there. I think this is where like the Santa Fe Trail may have gone through or something along those lines. Maybe the Oregon Trail or the California Trail. I don't really pay too much attention to that. So anyway, I'm set up to the west of the hole by probably I would say no more than 180 feet. I had to kind of scoot in a little bit further than I would like to usually, because if I didn't, then there was a bunch of trees that would keep me from having any kind of throw, and it'd probably go into that water I was mentioning earlier, and I'd freeze my hand if I tried to rescue my disc. Fortunately, I'm playing with none of my discs that are in my so-called good bag. These are all secondary and tertiary discs, as it were. So if I lose one, I'm not going to go cry. So anyway, here we go. Hole number two at Sapling Grove Park in Overland Park. All right, so I got a par on hole number two. As tradition has insisted, I have moved my pole hole after throwing at the previous one twice. I've moved it to the westernmost section of the park. I'm right up next to the fence for Comanche Elementary School, and it really kind of dawned on me what would maybe be a better deal than having just have Sapling Grove Park disc golf course is if they did it in combination with Comanche Elementary, where maybe you have, you know, five or six holes on the elementary school grounds, and then maybe, you know, four or five holes on the park grounds, and then you could kind of combine both of those things. Now, obviously, with that kind of deal, you can't be open during the week when the kids are at school, and that sort of thing, but it would give you a lot more land, because it looks like Comanche Elementary appears to be about twice as big, or, you know, it would add twice as much space to a course, potential course here. Anyway, I'm set up about 100 yards uphill from the pole hole. I'm right along the fence line, as I mentioned. I would like to do to go onto the Comanche Elementary School and do more podcast and set up some more holes there, but I'm limited on time. I got to make some music, play some tunes with my friends. So I got to do that at 5 o'clock, and it's already 3:30. So I need to do this for another half hour or so, wrap things up, and then get home, grab my guitar, and head on down the road. So at any rate, that's where I am. So far, I'm 2 for 2 on pars. I thought I was going to get maybe a birdie on the first hole, but I kind of threw it a little bit in the brush. On the second hole, I actually hit a tree branch as I was launching it over, just as I had feared I was going to. And luckily, the disc fell not in the creek. So I was able to get that up and down in three. So here we go, hole number three at the edge of Comanche at Sapling Grove Disc Golf Course. All right, so hole number three is in the books. I hit a tree on my drive and was able to still get it up and down. So hole number four, I am downhill now from the previous location. I'm about 270 feet. I made my own tee pad on the walking path. There appears to be somebody walking their dog, but me and him or her, I can't tell which from this far away, are the only people in the park. There are some power lines that I'm directly underneath, and it looks like there could be a few holes kind of put into that location if you had like a mower or something like that. A brush hog of some kind could clear a little bit of land there. I may look at it, but this park is a little bit bigger than I originally thought. And I think there's a lot more potential here than I was giving it what I thought it was going to be like. So, at any rate, hole number four, I left the basket, as I said, in the same position as it was before. And I'm getting ready to throw. So, if you're sick of these do-it-yourself disc golf courses that I'm doing, I'm not really that sorry, because you're listening to it, obviously. But I'm going to be going on a trip fairly soon with the family to the Southwest, and I'm hoping to catch some disc golf courses in Flagstaff and in Amarillo and in near Sedona, those types of places. So hopefully I'll have some new courses from our vacation out to the Southwest, Phoenix area, that Mesa, that type of thing. So anyway, here's hole number four. All right, got a birdie. Woohoo! Birdie plane. All right, I'm up to, what is this, hole five? So I've actually gone a little bit further west. The park itself goes a little bit further to the south than the school fence does. It stays underneath those power lines I mentioned earlier and extends. So it's basically all along this creek. And this is interesting because I think that actually I kind of want to come back out here and do this whole thing over with the idea that now I have a little bit better idea in my head of what the park's all about. Because I think there's really actually real potential here. I think you could really fit a 9-hole in here, maybe even more if you were to do something in conjunction with the Comanche Elementary School. Basically, on the south side of the Comanche Elementary School, they have what looks like a really crappy soccer field, which always mystifies me about some of these elementary schools that have this equipment that they probably bought in like 1997 or something like that, and then like just don't keep it up, don't even leave nets on the goals and those kinds of things. And I don't know, just kind of weird because it's a huge lot of space. Obviously it's dedicated to soccer, but nobody ever plays soccer on it. It's kind of like all those stupid baseball fields and softball fields you see in all kinds of parks that nobody really uses, because if anybody's serious about playing softball or baseball, they'll go to a much nicer field. So it's like only going to be used for somebody's like family reunion or something. When the uncle gets all drunked up and tries to remember all of his glory days back in the days, and then he like, you know, huffs and puffs, and then the next thing you know, you're at the emergency room. Not that it's ever happened to me. It hasn't. So anyway, I'm at hole number 5. I put it on the south west section of the park. It's basically where the drive to the elementary school goes in. So I guess if I was going to do this proper, I'd make the drive out of bounds. I'm probably not going to do that because I get to make up my rules whenever I'm making up the disc golf course. So there is no OB. Yeah. So anyway, I threw my Archangel the first time, last time when I got my birdie. So I'm going to keep throwing it. I'm a little bit worried because my Archangel is one of those cheapo starter discs. And so inevitably, after you hit a few trees with them, they stop flying the way they do. So I might need to look into getting an Archangel in a little bit better plastic. So we'll see. So anyway, here's hole number 5. Here we go. All right, 2 for 2. The Archangel and Rhino combination has netted me 2 birdies in a row. So I like that. I'm up to hole number 6. It is an uphill shot. I left the basket in the same location. I'm not really quite sure if I'm on elementary school property now or if I'm on park property. My guess is that the basket's on elementary school property, and my tee pad, which is basically the convergence of the sidewalk with the walking path for the park, is in the park. So, uphill shot, I think it's about 250 feet. Again, I'm throwing over the drive to the elementary school, and I did get to meet the other walker. He has, maybe that's a different walker. This one has 3 dogs now, so they're all little dogs. So I wonder if they're Frisbee dogs. It'd be funny if they tried to catch my Frisbee. Anyway, I'm going to throw the Archangel here and we'll have number 6. I'm about ready to be done with this podcast because I got to get home and grab my guitar. So keep on rocking on the free world, man. Here we go. Hole number 6. All right. So I decided to go ahead and play a couple more holes. Basically just to the... I don't know what direction this is. I think the east of Comanche School. Basically, the Comanche appears to be facing northeast, I think. And there's a big expanse of grass. There's a nice hill in front of it. And perfect place to set up a portable disc golf course hole. So I'm going to the corner up here. It'll be playing downhill, probably a drop of, you know, about 5 or 6 feet or something like that. Maybe 7. We'll call it 7. and this will be my hole number 7. I did get another birdie on hole number 6. So if I drive with anything besides the Archangel, that'll be news to me. It looks like I got a nice sidewalk here. It's been cleared off. I'll use that as my tee pad. And that'll be hole number 7. I'll probably play one more hole after that and then get out of your ears and go make a bunch of noise. So, yeah, here we go. All right, so the birdie train is, birdie plane is no longer happening. I threw a really, really crappy drive off of the first one. I threw it a good 70 yards, but it went not towards the basket. So that's not always good. So ended up having a pretty decent second shot, but then failed on my putt attempt to save par, and I ended up getting a bogey. And I blame that because my head is not in good space, because somewhere, whenever I was moving baskets, I dropped my putter. So now I am on a search for said putter. It was one of my first discs. It came in my starter kit from Innova that I got on Christmas from my wife, Sweet Lady Jangles. That was before I had the Mr. Pole Jangles moniker. So I'm not going to cry about losing the disc, but I am walking back to see if I can find it. So hopefully it fell out pretty close. I'm pretty sure I know the path I walked, so and I know where the hole was. So if I don't find it, that'll be kind of sad for Mr. Pole Jangles. So anyway, wish me luck. Hopefully I'll find my disc. Well, Shazbot. It appears somebody must have picked up the disc like while I was walking. Hopefully they see my phone number on the bottom. Maybe if you listen to this podcast, you'll put together who Mr. Pole Jangles' real person is. Anyway, if they don't return it, then I just hope that they have fun with the old Rhino. It wasn't that great of a putter anyway. And there you go. So I'm going to finish up with this last hole. Basically, I'm going to play across the flat part of the hill. I'm probably about 310 feet away from the hole. I'm going to try and play with the Archangel. Maybe I'll take a little bit off of it this time so it doesn't go quite as far. And I'll wrap things up after that. So here we go. All right. So that was Sapling Grove Park in Overland Park, Kansas. I thought that this has a lot of potential, maybe the most potential out of any of the parks I've been to so far. There's like a nice wooded section. I didn't really delve into that too much. So there's a lot of potential there. There's a nice creek that goes through it that adds an element of danger. There's the Comanche Elementary School, where one could potentially put a few holes, maybe. It's a neat course. It's a neat park. So... two thumbs up. I'm going to come back at some point and do it maybe like in the spring or the summertime, see what it looks like whenever leaves are on trees and those kinds of things, and it's not 30 degrees out or whatever. So the only thing that was bad was losing the old Rhino putter. So rest in peace, Rhino putter. I hope that whoever finds you treats you well. So anyway, yeah. Good luck, Rhino. I hope that you find a lot of chains to bang. So, anyway, Mr. Pole Jangles, out. Oh, I think I forgot to mention that I actually parred that 8th hole. So, even though I didn't have the Rhino, I was able to putt in with the truth. So, mid-range discs can be used as putters. So, there you go. All right. Peace out, guys. Later.
Oh, thank you.